Well, I am new to this whole podcasting, as you can tell. This is my first podcast. But I'm going to give you a little info as to who I am before I start uploading my very much opinionated podcast. Some might piss people off, but I'm not in the mood to sugarcoat shit these days. I really don't think people should have to. Anyway, as I was saying, my name is Billy. I currently reside in Minnesota. I have a vast amount of majorities. I am currently 30 weeks pregnant, which in a couple more weeks it would be considered 8 months, which is funny because we go 40 weeks, and yet they say it's 9 months, but 40 weeks is technically 10, so if you think about it, we're pregnant for the better part of a year, almost. Just too much shy. Which is crazy. But sometimes the pregnancy can be fucking awesome because you're creating this awesome life inside you and you feel the kicks, you know they're there, and it's like amazing. And then there's the constipation, the headaches, the uncomfortable sleeping patterns, trying to find the right way to sleep. Sometimes you can only sleep propped up in a chair. Then there's, you know, constipation. Gotta love constipation. Not. And if it ain't constipation, it's the other spectrum, which is diarrhea. Neither of which is fun. And if you think it's fun, you're something wrong with you. Just a little bit. More like a lot of bit. But anyway. Then you have, you know, bladder leaks. You can just use the bathroom. Like in my case, I literally just get done using the bathroom, so I shouldn't have to go anymore. There should not be any leakage if I sneeze or cough or laugh. But you know what? There is. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm 32 and pregnant, so it might have something to do with the fact that I'm a little bit older, or if it's just pregnancy in general. I mean, I've heard other people have this issue. But yeah, there are upsides and there are downsides to this pregnant thing. Like, would I change being pregnant? No, because I want more than anything to be a mom. And I cannot wait till my little girl is born so I can hold her in my arms and probably watch her sleep, sing her songs. I'm already writing poems and stuff. I just cannot wait till she is here. Mostly because I can't wait to hold her, and partially because I'd like to be able to sleep regular again. Although I know I won't be able to totally sleep regular because I'm gonna have to be on her schedule for a while until we get a schedule down that works for both of us, which could take a very long time because I know they need to feed like every 2 hours, or so I've heard, which is fine. I'd much rather wake up every 2 hours and give her what she needs than be in a lot of pain while trying to sleep. So, yeah. Oh, this podcast pretty much came about pregnancy. You figure. You know, another thing about pregnancy is the cravings. Like, you see these shows where people have, like, the strangest cravings. You wouldn't believe so. When you get pregnant, you think, oh great, am I going to start craving pickles and ice cream too? Because you hear about that shit all the time. But you know, my cravings are actually pretty normal. I mean, I crave bananas. I like love the shit out of bananas here lately. I can barely stomach eggs. Although, I'm not really the hugest fan of eggs anyway, but I could at least stomach them. You know, with a lot of ketchup and hash browns and whatever. I can't stomach bacon, which is, for me, weird, because I was literally obsessed with bacon. I could put it, like, on anything, and now that I'm pregnant, it's like, eh, the smell of it even gets to me. I'm obsessed with strawberry milk here lately. Like, I liked strawberry milk beforehand, but now it's like, I just have to have it. I have to. It's like, I have to have a banana. Or I have to have a banana nut muffin or a blueberry muffin. They seem to be my favorite. Not so much the chocolate ones. And don't get me wrong, I like some chocolate, but I don't know. Just not. I can live without it. Especially chocolate ice cream. It tastes fake to me. But anyway, it's just, you expect to have these strange, strange cravings because you hear about it everywhere. TV shows, media, whatever. And then, lo and behold, they're not really all that strange. Pretty fucking normal. I mean, they might be a little bit more than what you're used to. Little things may be different than what they normally are, but it's not like to the extreme of, wow, that's weird. Like, they make it seem. But, you know, whatever. I can't believe I'm 30 weeks. It's getting closer. Anytime now. But I think I'm going to leave this off here. I know I was mainly supposed to just tell you about myself, but I told you a majority of me because my life right now is about being pregnant because everything seems to revolve around that here lately. And I'm 32. Name is Billy, and I live in Minnesota. So stay tuned for some really opinionated podcast and, you know, random ones here and there about whatever.